Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 16th.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's word is anent, spelled A-N-E-N-T. Anent is a preposition that means about or concerning. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Southern Colonies in the 17th century by Wesley Frank Craven. Whatever the case, the undertaking was soon abandoned in disappointment, and apparently with strong feelings anent the region itself. Anent looks like a rather old-fashioned word, and it is in fact very old. An earlier sense of the word can be found in Beowulf from around the year 800. Anent was at one point almost obsolete. It had nearly died out by the 17th century, but it was revisited in the 19th century. Various usage commentators have decried anent as affected or archaic. The former complaint seems like a harsh judgment, and the latter is untrue. Although anent is rarely heard in speech, examples of current use can easily be found in written sources, especially in Scottish English. Once a favored preposition in Scots law, it turns up today in the occasional letter to the editor. Dead words do occasionally rise from the grave, and anent is one of them. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.